Monday, November the 4th, 1996.
Privilege of joining with those from my world who wish to use you.
I'll certainly make a great effort.
Do not struggle with effort. All I say to you is allow yourself to be open in times of quietness. You see, in these quiet times, when you allow your doubts to creep in, then you are creating barriers for those who wish to come near.
Yes,
you understand.
I think I do, yes.
I know sometimes you feel as if there is someone standing close by you. You do, don't you?
Sometimes, yes.
No, not sometimes, but often. And it is in these times that your doubts creep in. Try to be more open, and you will be surprised what you will learn. I would say this to all of you, dear friends, that unless you allow those from our world to come close to you, to use you in the way that is best for both you and the communicators, then you are not allowing all the work that can be done to take place. So I say to you all, when you sit in your quiet times, send out those thoughts to that great creative force to which we all belong, and ask that you come closer to our world without doubts, without physical thinking, but only with harmony and with love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You should certainly try that.
I don't wish you to think that you are not going in the right direction, dear friends, because you are. I wish only to advise those of you who sometimes bring forward the seeds of doubt. So, accept my words with love, and all will go well with you.
Yes, we certainly do accept them, and we thank you for them.
Now, do we have a question this time?
Yes, it's a rather complicated one, I'm afraid, but I have been giving a lot of thought to your teaching, particularly when you have said,
more than once that the past, present, and future are all one. So, in effect, all that has happened will happen again. Now, is it logical to presume that that recycling, to use our modern term, is going to happen to the universe as a whole?
I understand your question, and let me say, all of life, all that exists, all past, present, or future is as one. But you cannot say what is past will happen again in those words. Of course, all past, present, future energy, I stress, energy is intermingled. So you cannot say an event which has taken place in the past will reoccur in time to come. Do not think upon it in that sense. Otherwise you will confuse your thinking. Rather, I would have you think about past, present, future as a line of continuous energy which cannot be broken. It will occur again, but in different form. Do you follow?
Yes, I think so. Am I right then in thinking that we are using physical attributes when we should be thinking in spiritual and energy terms, is that right?
We come to complex matters again, and I apologize if I seem to use these phrases so often.
Yeah, it's necessary.
But if you start to think about these matters physically, you will never begin to understand. We are speaking of that creative force, that creative energy to which we all belong. If you think of, let me say, the seasons of your time here, if you think of your spring, your summer, your autumn, your winter, you know that this will continue. It is a cycle of happening. You can foresee what will happen when you say the next season is about to happen. Can you not? But it does not mean all form of time will happen as it has in the previous season. Do you follow?
Yes, I'm beginning to. I think we all are, aren't we now?
I try to simplify it for you.
We need it, don't we?
It is difficult.
Yes.
Of course, when you speak of intermingling energy, it is a difficult topic.
Yes, of course.
I have to tell you, it is not something that you would truly and fully understand. But I hope that in a little way you can appreciate the complexities of the matter.
Yes, because another thing I couldn't understand, that in the days of primitive men, I imagine there were masters upon the earth, as there are now, to assist in primitive man's spiritual development. And I couldn't imagine all that reoccurring. I couldn't see the logic of it, of having to recur in those elementary conditions.
You, dear friend, you have to allow for the physical evolution of your earth.
Okay.
Although we speak upon spiritual matters, you have to place it hand in hand with the physical happening. You cannot separate the two. Your earth is going through a physical evolution also.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do. And this is what puzzled me, because I couldn't see a reproduction of primitive man happening continuously upon the earth, because there is going to come a time when the earth is no longer able to support life.
You have to look back through your earthly history of time and see how much man has grown, how much those energies, those primitive energies that you speak of, and after all, man is energy. Remember, all of you are energy.
Mm-hmm.
But whilst you tread this earthly plane, there has to be a refinement of the energies. How else can you go back to that source who created you without that refinement of spirit?
No, of course not.
You understand?
Yes.
I hope I am clarifying some of your queries.
Yes, you are, thank you. It really comes down to what we were told recently, that we must understand that so long as we are in the physical envelope, we shall never understand.
No. In the way that you are spirit here and now, it does not alter the fact that within the physical being, your spirit is growing and developing. Even though you at times are not aware of it, the existence of it is there, and so it is with the refinement of energies within your earthly world. It has to be. You cannot change, and you will not stop that evolutionary law, the creative force which is behind all of these happenings. You cannot stop what is in motion. You cannot make it static, as you cannot deny that you all are spirit.
Fine.
You understand?
Yes, we do.
Does it help you a little? I know it is a difficult subject, and it is difficult to put into earthly words for you. But let me say this to you. There has to be an understanding that all that happens upon your earthly plane is gradually understood over time. And as your awareness grows, so too does the understanding of the spirit and all that goes with it.
Yes, perhaps I and maybe others have been wrong in thinking of this recycling and reconstitution of the world and all in it in physical terms, when we should be thinking of variation in energy patterns.
Yes, if you begin to think along those lines, then you will begin to see, if you use those spiritual eyes which you all possess, you may begin to see the beginnings of truth. Nothing has altered, nothing has changed since all creation began. We all belong to one energy. We all belong to that creative force to which we all return. But there are varying degrees of the energy, as I have told you before.
Yes, I have.
It is difficult for you, and I do believe that we must go slowly and produce this knowledge that I give you slowly. When I feel your understanding is greater, then I can give you more.
We look forward to that in due course.
I hope it has helped.
It has certainly has helped me. I hope it's helped others, has it?
Yes, isn't it?
Good. Thank you very much.
Now, I would say to you, I would like to work with this one this time for a shorter space of time.
Certainly.
So, I leave you this time. I leave you in the knowledge that always I am close to you. And I ask that you allow others to come and that they are given